Now, let's find out what's making news in the US for the Kia Sportage with a $1,000 factory bonus.
We've got Richard on a... Well, we've got you on satellite, mate. We don't have you on a landline or a mobile phone. Tell me about this story. The US is lowering nicotine levels to get people to quit.
It seems like a sort of obvious tack, right? Health officials here are planning this new front. They say they want manufacturers to cut the amount of nicotine in cigarettes, making them less addictive. So this now will add to the smoking bans and the advertising bans and the warnings on the cigarette packs about tobacco, all of that stuff. This idea of reducing nicotine has taxes, yeah. This has been around for a long while, but the government's Food and Drug Administration here did not have the regulatory power to do this till recently. So now the head of the agency, Scott Gottlieb, says this is a new way of taking on nicotine. Smoking still is the leading cause of preventable death. 480,000 people die each year in this country from tobacco-related diseases. The big reason for this is the powerful addictive nature of nicotine, obviously, says Gottlieb.
It got them all addicted, and it kept them addicted for the long term. And it got most of them addicted when they were still teenagers.
So this could save tens of thousands of lives each year. Already smoking is at an all-time low, just 15% of adults lighting up now, while tobacco use among teens also is down to historic lows. But this could have an impact, even as it's the other chemicals in the cigarettes that are the actual killers.
It's the other chemical compounds in tobacco and in the smoke created by setting tobacco on fire that directly and primarily cause the illness and death.
But nicotine, clearly part of the package. And so this new plan has tobacco stocks slumping, so they think it's going to have an impact. The agency also says it plans further regulation of e-cigarettes, but they say they want to study all that a little bit further before they jump in there.
All right. Well, they could just tax them out of existence like they've done here, but lowering nicotine, that's another way to do it. Now, mate, tell me this story. This sounds like a doozy. A doctor delivers a baby just before having her own.
It's really
soon?
Being on call, isn't it?
Yeah.
Amanda Hess was set to give birth to her second child a few days ago. This was, she was in the hospital where she also practices as an obstetrician when...
My husband had said, "Is that a lady screaming?" And I said, "I think so."
Yes, indeed. From her hospital bed, she heard another mum-to-be about to give birth, so she jumped into action. Turns out the other mother, Leah Johnson, was one of Dr. Hess's patients. So the doc gets out of bed, puts on a coat, goes down the hall where she told her patient,
"I think we probably ought to just go ahead and break your water and let's have a baby."
Yeah, let's get in there. Let's have that baby. It seems that when the baby was born, it needed some attention. So this was good to have a doctor on standby there. The Johnson family didn't notice much difference, except the Dr. Hess did have on a hospital gown, but, you know, they were kind of preoccupied. Anyway, all went well, and Dr. Hess went back to her room where her husband asked, "Did you just deliver a baby?" And she said, "Yes, I did," adding, "Now it's our turn." And soon another little baby, another girl emerged. So babies, babies everywhere.
Babies, babies everywhere. You couldn't deliver your own. Could you deliver your own? No. I don't know. Can you No. Richard, before I blow my mind, thank you. Thank you, mate. We'll chat again tomorrow. Can you deliver your own baby? Richard Arnold in the US.